You have been listening to a presentation of Ben's Torah.
Hakol Shochnin Mishitas and Kshev. Right? It starts off Hakol Shochnin Mechatchil and Shechidas and Kshev. Beis Amid Beis, first Torah to the Gemara, the theory of Hakol Shochnin Mishitas and Mechatchil. So as Rabbi Barul is right, it was Chulin Shnasu Al Tyrus HaKoydesh, Yeshech with a long knife, just don't touch the animal. It's Lechatchil, and Chulin Shnasu, so Rashi learns it's only the Rabbanon there. Chulin Shnasu Al Tyrus HaKoydesh is only the Rabbanon. And even though I questioned it, David, that it's a neder. So why is it only drop on?
He didn't make it. That's the answer. Is he didn't make a neder.
He didn't make a neder. Just a minug. He didn't make the neder.
He's just practicing. That's
just a minug. It's like a minug type. Yeah. So even though it says in Yoredeya, but the Gemara says that's only drop on, the Brikei Yosef is Mesupik. A minuk toiv becomes a neder.
Yeah, I understand.
That's and the Brikei Yosef is Mesupik. It's a Brikei Yosef is Mesukif. That's the right drabana. But it's a pell on the Brikei Yosef. I always ask, because it's an open Gemara, that's only the Rabbana. The minuk toiv is only the Rabbana. So that would answer that it's only the Rabbana. Even though you're mechuyev to keep it, it's neder, but it's not a neder d'oraisa.
So Rashi says the kibul aleha, the first switch, nasa taras.
Yeah, they didn't make an error. He's just doing it. He's a minuk toiv. So the Gemara says, but by kodshim, it's b'niyev, mekdashim lo yishchat, shem yiga b'basar, v'im shachat, if you shecht it, v'omer bari v'shonagati, shchit osok sher. That's the first pshat, Rabbi Rula's pshat. So taisus, we have three taisus to learn. Rabbi Chaim is always going to say that three taisus in that have two terutzim, and they're all tali zebazeh. So go in the Rabbi Chaim is. Of mekdoshim lo yishamiga b'basar. Afa of the minin lekan barches sareu kichaya. So what do you mean? Yiga b'basar, the animal's jumping around right after the shechit. It's not dead yet. So there's no tumas eichon. So Taisus answers, which seems to be a doichik, chayshin shemiyiga achar perchus. He'll touch it after the perchus. Zeinachanami, by the shechita, you touch it, doesn't matter, it's alive. Sametami tumas b'basar. Then Taisus found the Gemara. Then Taisus says, Inami. He gives a second teretz, which is open Gemara. So the Achronim, Rav Chaim Moising, explain what's the point of the first teretz. Inami dafku in amod varach. Lagabe the din of amod varacha. If the steer is alive, have a kachaya. Avlini tumah, kem shechot shnayim rov shnayim mekabelis tumah. The chashev oichel. It's an open Gemara. Yeah, Taisus found the Gemara. Kedama barav haroitev, hashoich beim etmeya, even a non-kosher animal. Beim etmeya. A mule, a horse. Hashoch bein mitmeya lovikocham v'ches mitamitus ochlim of lo tumas nevelus. So you see, it's mitamitumas ochlim. It's mitamitumas ochlim. So the vikash is b'chaim was going to explain. So what's the first teretz of Taisus? He gives the first teretz. He found the Gemara. So why is he giving the first teretz? Next case. Shema yibvasa. We're going through the three Taisus yesterday that I promised l'shitaso. B'chaim Moshe. The three taisus that tali ze baze shemiyiga bebasa, the second taisus on the sugya, the first teretz of the Gemara. We're going through the first teretz of the Gemara. I Neil, first teretz of the Gemara, bezem et bezem chulin. It says akol shchichtin shchitas uksera. So we had four or five teretzim. The first teretz of the Gemara. We're looking at the Gemara and the taisus first, even though we can go straight to B'chaim Moshe, but it's more geshmak. If you get it from the daf, so at least if you don't get the whole Reb Chaim Moshe,
you have the guy. At least you got the taste.
So
I thought you were going to do any Arachana.
Oh, you're in daf Yom Yishir. I can't. Yeah, for that you have to come on Shabbos. Okay, so the first teretz Abarula was Hakol Shochtin Chulin Shnas Latiris Hakodesh. So it's only midrabanan, so you don't have to worry you'll touch the meat. But kachim, which is this idaraisa to be mitami, lo yishchat l'chatchila, and if he shechts, and whatever he shechts, so you ask him, did you touch? And he says, bari l'shono negati, it's okay. Right? So b'diyavid, you ask him, and he says, bari shlono negati, it's okay. We'll soon see the Rambam leaves out that shtikal gemara. A lot of fish for Rambam here. Second taisus we're doing is shemiyiga bebasar. Fake taisus, there's no heksha. Afagav the gam kachim in a machshim. Dam Shnishmach of Mayim is Machshir. Dam is one of the things that are Machshir, but not Dam Kodshir. Dam Kodshir Machshir. En Fetoisis, Chibas HaKodesh Machshiris. One Terence. Chibas HaKodesh. Chibas HaKodesh is Machshir.
What does it mean by Chibas HaKodesh?
You know, it's hechsher is to make it choshev. It's a food when it comes in. So this is so choshev to people that it's considered a food even without hechsher.
Why? Because it's
hechsher. Yeah, it's a gemara. All you know. Chibas hechsher. By the way. Yeah. If he wants to know what it means.
It's pshat.
Yeah, so the pshat is hechsher mayim means when the food comes in contact with water, it gives it hechsheres. It's like the Gemara Chulin calls it overrated. It's like a preparation, like preparing it. So this is so chashiv to people, it's so beloved that you don't need bias mayim. Now some learn this is only the Rabbanim. Chivas HaKodesh, the Rambam Paskins, the little steers in this, if it's the Rice, the Rabbanim. Then he says, Oi, which is funny, what do you mean? Oh, you just said Chivas HaKodesh. Oi, Shech Hevir Benav, Adai Mashkadaveh. You don't need Chivas HaKodesh. He brought it to a river, and it's
raining.
Shavir Benar. So it's a pel on Taisus. Chibas HaKodesh to the Gemara. He needs another answer. We'll see that in Reb Chaim Moshe. Now, one more Taisus. The Leisa Kamon Din Ashayli. The bottom Gemara. The Gemara asks. So then the Gemara asks on the Mishnah.
If you master something with water, you have to want it to breathe. Don't you?
So Mary asks,
he's walking through the river.
He's walking through the river.
So at the end of the Mishnah says, if somebody was watching, it's good. Why do you need somebody watching? The Gemara asks, the Mishnah says, Kulan. It's not remember four times. It's not only going on Chereshet V'Katan, it says Kulan. So it must be going. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean you have to see it? Just ask him. So Gemara asks, just ask him, what does it mean, kulam? Frank Gemara, Pabarli Sagli, M for the Gemara, it's about a dozen lines, the Leisa Kamon Din Ashayli. Frank Tois. Afra Tazor Rishus Aram. Tazor Rishus Aram, Safi Tumi Rishus Aram, Kapekam Dipsach.
It's always a Rishus Aram, even though it's only once or twice or whatever times a year that it has enough people to make a Rishus Aram.
Well, they're always, Rishus Rav means three people, yes.
I thought it's 600.
No, that's Shabbos. Oh, that's okay. A good Shabbos. Oh, okay. For Tumah, three people is Rishus Rav. Yeah, yeah.
That's what Kahana always walking
on. Yeah, there are always people running money around. It's Rishus Rav. This is like Abi Saita. Yeah, yeah. It's only private. Rishus Rav is three people. Shana Rishus Rav. Come back, I'm the Sakh. If you don't want to tie, come yourself. So Tais gives two Teirutzim. See, the three Taisis we studied gives two Teirutzim, and Rav Chai is going to say that they're all three Talis Ebbazah, all the three Teirutzim. Kami Savai Safik, Lo Domi, Lo Shah Safik, Nebush Zeram. Shum De Roi Famim, Lo Yuchal Yizar Milega. Now, Rabbi Isai, this we can figure out. You don't need Rav Chai Moses to teach us. If you already touch it after the Pirchus, this Teirutz won't be applicable. Obviously, this Rav Chai Moses says, but this is so obvious that I'm allowed to say it, that... You know, this teretz, it's hard not to touch if it's only metami if it stops jumping around, because Taisus says it's not metami when it's mefaches, it's not food yet, it's alive, it's not food. So Taisus answers, if it stops being mefaches, that's not roiv pamin. See, roiv pamin, when you check, you're going to touch it, not later. It's going bibama.
What, does that mean there's no Rishus Rav?
There's no Rishus Rav, it's a private place on his roof of the Bama. Well, it's totally Bama Samutta Bismanazek, Kedushishni, Kedushishan, Kitchusolo, Kitchusolo. It's all, Machoidus Teretz holds, as I said in the Daf, the Kedushishina, Tushishniya, has a heter. See, we pass Kedushishniya is Lobatla. But this Teretz holds, Taisus will hold, that's Bama Samutta today, nowadays. So it's not in the Azor, it's not in Rishus Rav, it's a Bama on his roof. Okay, let's see the Shver Rambams, and let's...
Even though the Gemara in Zvachim say that once the Beis Hamikdash was built, Bamas were forever that long.
Yeah, but that's only... Nice to have that word. You could argue that's only Yom Kedushin Rishon. I think Taisa said something like that. You could say that's only the whole that... I would have argued that there's a Taisus not that way. You studied a Taisus. You could say that that's only Yom Kedushi Shnia has, like us, that's a loyal. Yom Kedushi Shnia is for I think we do have a taste that says, not that way in Tzvachim maybe. But anyway, that's Taisus Teretz Mabama. So let's look at the Rambam. Rambam Bar Wilz Machas Psalm Mikdash, Halacha Aleph. The beginning of the Lachas Psalm Mikdash, Kasav. You have both sides, so this is the beginning. Kol Apsulim Avoda Mutam Lishchot Kachim Lichatchil. Kol Apsulim Avoda. You'll add a shecht. You know, the Tzlach learns when Shmuel told his Rebbe, Shmuel was a little boy, he said, Eli was looking for a Kayin, the shecht. So Shmuel said, Shechitim Seir Zar, so he wanted to kill him. He was Mar Halach Bifnei Rabbi. Right. So he didn't know Shechitim Seir Zar. He thought Lechatchila. So it says, Klub's the Rabbi Pasuk. It's even Lechatchila. Klubsum Lavodim, Utam Shechut Kachim Lechatchila. Filo Kachi Kachim. Chutz, this is the one not. Minatame. This was the Shailung Mind, Daf Chul and Daf Beis, which Mishnah is the Iker. There it says, B'di'evid, my tummy. Here it says, B'di'evid, which one is the Iker? So, chutz min ha-tami, she'en shoich l'chatchila. V'afmi she'en chutz la'azara, even though the guy's tummy, he's out of Azara. U'pashit yodah v'shachet ba'azara. And he stuck out, so where can he go? The Rambam is mashri, right out of the Azara. He tells us, yes, he can't even go into the chil or something. Has to be much, he needs a knife like 135 amas long or something. So Tais Rambam is mashed, he's just right out of the Azara. Chutz Lazara. Pasha the Vashacha Bazara. Why not? So the Chatchila not. Zera Shemagiga Babasa. Like the Gemara says in Chula. Tame is the Chatchila no. Zera Shemagiga Babasa. Vim Avad Vashachat Azevach Kasha. Im Avad Vashacha Azevach Kasha.
135 feet away.
No, wait. Rambam seems to be learning. He's right outside the Azara. Okay. I mean, Taisus says that he can't be in the Chil. That's Taisus Cheshman.
But then
according to Taisus,
no
Shemihigah B'basar. Well, that doesn't. Yeah,
right. But if he's in a place where he shouldn't be, but he's still Shas, would it still be B'di'evit okay?
So then he could be in the Azara also.
Right. So he's not.
Yeah, but we're saying L'chatchil, it's no good. You wouldn't say L'chatchil is no
good. Either way. So maybe the
Tameh
was in there either way.
Maybe it was in the Azara. Yeah. And he was over in Issa. Yeah. He was over in Issa. He went into the Azara.
Worse because he was there.
Hishmin, Rambam leaves out. My Bishani Bereish Kulin Dav Gimel called it me Bishara. The Gemara is, it may be mace. He's Metami the knife, and the knife is Metami the basa. So the Gemara, he leaves it out, the Rambam. Hishmin my Bishani Bereish Kulin. Daf Gimel, Gondit Mi Besheret. He leaves at that, Gemara, that we didn't review tonight.
It was not a knife, it was a...
Krumi Shalchana. The Gemara answers, Ibas Eima, Sheba, the Krumi Shalchana, V'Shachapa. And Rambam leaves it out. The Gemara gave two Teirotzen. Either it Mi Besheret, even it Mi Bemeish, but the knife was not...
Metal.
It's Ba, the Krumi Shalchana, V'Shachapa. And remember, Taisus asked there, you need a clean... And the Buddha, Kruma Shalom, is true, you don't need a Kli Sharet, but you need a Kli.
The answer is it is a Kli, even if
yeah, so we'll soon see that he has the Chaimais is another Teretz. Gam Bigmar Shemavur. Nukhtashim Shachet Vamibari Lishon Negashik Sashem. Rambam leaves that out. The Gemara says on that Beis and Chulin, it only works if he says Barili, the Rambam doesn't bring that. Rambam just says, B'di'evet, Rambam Sassam, Tzalam Mashab Barili. So these are the three Kashas on the Rambam. He quotes Nabi Yehuda, he's going to argue with it. To answer the Rambam, the Sfilei La Rambam, the Divrei Rabba Bar Ula Nitchim Me'Aloch. The Rambam holds, you don't paskin like Rabba Bar Ula. Why? It says, the Yesh the Daktik, the Rabba Bar Ula, the Sfilei, Chunsh Nasatas, Kodesh, Kodesh Dami. By the way, do we paskin? I think we paskin Chunsh Nasatas, Kodesh is not Kodesh. So certainly we don't pass like Rabbi Barula. See, Rabbi Barula has to hold Turm Shchul Mishnas Atarz HaKodesh,
K'Kodesh. Yeah, Lav K'Kodesh, the Rambam on Gimel on the base.
We paskin Lav K'Kodesh. So we certainly don't paskin like Rabbi Barula because Kin learned the Mishnah is L'Chatchila Tamei means Chul Mishnas Atarz HaKodesh because there's no such thing as Chul Mishnas Atarz HaKodesh. We paskin, it's K'Chulin Dami. So of course you can do it L'Chatchila, who cares if you're Metamei it? So he's asking Rashi's kash. If chulin shas is kekodesh, so why is it mutal lechatchila? For Rashi, you gish bazen. Rashi asks this question. V'chilek, as we said earlier, the bechun shnas atoske and chayv vizal midrabbanan. The chilek is the reish of mishnah is the rabbanan, and the seifa of the mishnah b'mukdashim is d'oraisa. Kulnus shapos b'mukdashim. Kenzim minat torah shel yitma goes rabbanan l'chadchila. Ah, well, if he's a... If he mash kosef toisvus, it's a shema. Half of the gum kachim ain't a machshir. Taisus says, Aidam kachim is eino machshir. We went through that Taisus tonight. So the animal that had no hechshir, so why is it mekabel tuma? You did shechita, tam kachim eino machshir. Chibas a kodesh machshiras. Taisus first there. It's inami koshavira bin nahar. What was Taisus says that he took it through a river and it was still wet. Uvashah shechita mashvechle. Vine mekhtiris hasheni. If you're going to say, like the second teretz. So that's unusual. It's very unusual. The animal's still wet. You took it to Yerushalayim through a river, and it's still wet. Im kein rov kachim levirub b'nahar. Rov kachim that lo havirub b'nahar. You know, it has to be still wet. I mean, I was just got stuck a little bit. Usually if food got wet, does have to still be wet once it got wet.
That's why I'm asking.
Now I'm explaining it to you. Yeah. The answer is, because it wasn't food yet. It has to be wet when it became food. When it's alive, it can be machshu when it's alive.
Yeah.
Okay, just in case somebody didn't get shot.
Very well.
Thank you. Okay, I have his anical sitting right next to me. All morning I have the anical. You're a very young, brilliant young man sitting right next to me. So I'm...
Ship off the old block?
Yeah, shtickle, yeah. Challenges the Rebbe.
Sweet son is a very good daf also, Mitem and Hen.
Which one?
The one that lives in Cedar.
Shlomo.
The father of that boy.
The father of that boy.
Yeah. Ellie used to give daf also for many years. Ellie gave daf.
Nice. Vine mekatir shasheni imkei rov kachim shaliva banam utalatame lechatchila lishchat. In other words, the Rambam is talking about a regular carbon. It probably is not wet when you shechted it because it went through a river. Imkei gam kachim rova kachim hashoich lechatchila. So what's your problem with the Rambam? The meat wasn't hushar. Vavaleila misstate lashon lechatchila. So Adrabe, he's asking, why does he say it's b'di'evit? It should be l'chadchila. If the meat wasn't mukshar, so what's wrong?
Well, you still have to deal with Tribus HaKadosh.
So he said. So we have the second teretz, he says, you could say l'chadchila. Al kol tzach lamut yitzvish and shabbataisis. See, I have to answer. Shabbat HaKadosh HaShirasa. So that's the teretz. So every carbon you have chibas hakodesh. So Tommy can't do it lechatchila. Va'al keilo mishkachsla b'chala kodshim sheishchot Tommy lechatchila. Because all kodshim chibas hakodesh applies to every carbon. If you mean kodshim Rabbi Barula, so shvei Rabbi Barula, my being kodshim lechulin shenasal taras hakodesh. They're both drabbanan. See, Rashi gave a teretz that kodshim is daraisa. Kachim would only be d'oraisa if Kachim would be d'oraisa if Vehechshir mid'oraisa. But you can't learn, he doesn't like Tosfos' second teretz. Tosfos' first teretz is only Chibas HaKadosh. It's only the Rabbanan. So what's the difference between Chushin HaSat HaKadosh? Kachim Chushin HaSat HaKadosh. But Chushin HaSat HaKadosh, Avshir HaSatumim D'Rabbanan, See, by Torah, the Tuma is Dairaisa because the Dam is Marsha. It's Chulin. It's Chulin. It's not Satas HaKadosh, but the Dam is Chulin. So the Dam is Marsha. So the Tuma is Dairaisa, but the Selling the Rabbanan, Shtamish gets Chumvadi Machshir, Vukachi Mamish, Avshin Stumis Midorais, Atuma Atzmi Midrabbanan, Shir Kodesh Enum Midrabbanan. They're both the Rabbanan. One is the Rabbanan. Rabbi Chaim Ozik is going to argue with this point. It seems like a Gaonis. Nobody is saying that we don't hold like Rabbi Barula, because there's no difference. But if you hold that Tosis first Eretz, and Chibas HaKodesh is only the Rabbanan, so there it's only the Rabbanan because of Chibas Kodesh. And Chulin Shenasa Atas HaKodesh, it's a Hechshir D'Oraisa. You don't need Chibas HaKodesh, it's a Hechshir D'Oraisa from the Dam, but it's only Drabbanan, because Chulin Shenasa Atas HaKodesh is only Drabbanan. Vim Kain, Mabim Chulin Shenasa Atas HaKodesh, the Kodesh Mamesh. V'lama B'zem Mut L'Chadchil Aser. V'tzach Lama. So this is all the Nod Biyod. So the Rabbi Bar Ula, Sirei Chim Sechol Shorais. So Rabbi Ba'ula holds Chibas HaKadosh Doraisa. So by Thomas Kodesh you may have a Doraisa. By Chumash HaNasar Torah Kodesh it's only Rabban. Machmer Fibu Diyavit Shiyom HaBarli. So that's why he's Machmer Fibu Diyavit Shiyom HaBarli. Aval Ram, the Ram Paskins Chibas HaKadosh is only Rabbanon. So Rabbi Ba'ula's Teretz doesn't make sense. But she doesn't see Chibas HaKadosh El Midrabbanon Ulhochi B'Diyavit Mutar. So that's why B'David is smutter. V'afsh, because of Machmir Yosef Barula. He's more Machmir than Rabbi Barula. Rabbi Barula holds, if it would be the Rabbanon, you wouldn't matter. You wouldn't worry. But I was shum with Rabbanon, mutter l'chadchila. Rabbam aslut chalchi v'shum mishum d'zeh, muchim l'asha mishnah. Kal psun sheshachtim, l'ashen d'yevet. Mal kachim tamil l'chadchila lo. So it's a tzaddik in the Mishnah. The only thing that's b'di'evit good, no, only l'chadchila can do of the psulim is tuma. So it must be it's aslet chadchila, even though it's only drabbanan. Of l'chachmei afilu b'di'evit, and to be machvi them, he omer barley shenu mafurish b'mishnah. That's Rabbi Barula. We don't hold like Rabbi Barula, but the Rabbi Barula shitasa sechadish d'oraisa. Rabbi shabazchim is chadish drabbanan muta b'di'evit. See, what bothers me a little bit, I know to be honest. We don't hold like Rabbi Barula anyway. But he's saying, see, the Nodbi is cheshmaning that the Gemara wants to be machme b'di'evet by Kodesh. The Gemara says he has to say barili, that you need a barili. So Rambam held, that's only, Rabbi Barula held chibas HaKodesh d'oraisa, so you need barili. If it's only the Rabbanon, you don't need barili. That's the Nodbi is cheshmaning. So I don't think we should spend time. He doesn't like this comparison. Rav Chaim Eiser, he doesn't like, it seemed like a good comparison. What was his comparison? His comparison was, according to, that there's no difference, Chibas HaKadosh is the Rabbanon. The Kachim is the Reis, but Chibas HaKadosh is the Rabbanon. Chul Shinas HaTar is HaKadosh, it's only Kachim in the Reis. In the Tum is the Reis. Yeah, so he's going to dinsach on this analogy. Rav Chaim Moshe, V'timani. Look at it in a few minutes. V'timani al Yisai Divri HaNod V'Yudah. The Mashveh Tumas Kachim She'eno Elo Midrabbanon. Tumas Kachim is only Rabbanon because he doesn't like the Teretz. Because it's Chibas Kodesh, it's only the Rabbanon. Pshim b'Chibas HaKodesh, Ach Shivas Enu Midrabbanon. L'chulin, Shanaas HaTaras HaKodesh, Shoras Tumas Enu Midrabbanon. So that's not Yehuda's analogy. So what's the difference? What's the difference between this and this? If they're both the Rabbanon, why are we more, why be Machmeh by Kodeshim? By Kodeshim, the Tum is only with Rabbanon. And by Chul Shnas Yalta Kodesh, the Tum is the Raisa, but it's only Kachim in the Rabbana. So he says, V'mes Chilu Godel Yesh, B'nei. The Dav Chul Shnas Yalta Kodesh, the Chiv Shmir of Avdala, Eino Mid Rabbana. Mid the Raisa, it's not Kachim. The whole Chiv Shmir is all Mid Rabbana. Lo Chosh Losef Gidari Misafik. So don't worry about it, because the whole Chiv Shmir is only Mid Rabbana. Shem Yiga. Mashenkin B'Kachim, it's true, it's only the Rabbanon. The Tumah now is only the Rabbanon. Im yitma b'tumah the Rabbanon, haray mevi kachin l'beis apsul uvolidei noisar. V'yhefzid kachin. Rav Chaim Moshe, is not the same. Here, if you're going to have a Tumah the Rabbanon, you're not going to be able to eat it. It's going to become noisar.
But the point is, it's a suffix. It's not definitely Tumah.
No, but he's just saying, the Nobuda says they're equal, the Rav Chaim Moshe is saying they're not equal. It's still more Svara.
You have to bring it to the Beis HaSreifa.
Yeah, so.
If you know for sure, but if you don't know for sure, you don't bring it to the Beis HaSreifa.
No, but you're not allowed to eat it. It's a subject, you're not allowed to eat it.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
And he says, it's going to become Tummy anyway later. He has deeper. He says, "Tumah de Rabbanan umavur b'Yerushalmi shuli psachim the Pesach chutz mitamis yadayim mishumes chadas." See, it does say in the Bavli that noisar Pesach chutzos mitamis yadayim, but it doesn't say al Pesach chadas. This is the Yerushalmi. This we had in the Bavli. that once Noisir is Midrabanan, remember, Atzl Pigol, Noisir is Mitami Midrabanan, the Yerushalmi learns, it's Al-Sesech Adas, Sh'asl Ba'achila Chatzos, Mi'azdata, Umsachim, the Shiel Tumat Sh'asl Mutam Mitami, Sum Ba'achil Mut Sh'asach Adas, V'yishem B'shoshin Et Mu'asich Dat Mishmirosam. So Tumat Midrabanan, Yotzim Mi'asich Das, Harry Dabar, Kachin Lidei P'sul Dvar Torah, Shash Lavoi Kachin Lidei P'sul Torah, Chash L'Chariah, Sh'o Yishatami. So the note, the Reb Chaim Oz is answering the kasha of the Nod Biyuda. Nod Biyuda held we have no teretz. They're both the Rabbanan. Reb Chaim Oz says, yeah, that's a big difference. By Chulin Shenasat as a Kodesh, it's going to only be, the whole Shmir is only the Rabbanan. With the rice, it's Chulin. So you don't worry about him touching it, with the Evet. But by a Karban, even though the Tum is only the Rabbanan, but you're going to ruin Midaraisa of the Karban. So you worry about touching it, B'di'evit. So he doesn't like the Kasha of the Nadav Yehuda. Now let's look at Amud Beis, and we'll see his Lashitas Zaptais. This is the Cheshvan of the Chaim Moisa. V'hine Beresh Kul and Shah. We went through tonight the three Taisus. Beresh Kul and Beis Amud Beis. It's also a mukdash from kasvu. A mukdash from lo yishchait, from shachat, he has to say, then we have a problem, he has to say barili. Because I've done come on, b'chesaru kechayim. So what are you afraid? He's going to touch the meat. It's still jumping around. It's alive. So Tos gave two terutzim. A, chashim sheim vim aga pechas. Maybe he'll touch it after it stopped jumping around. Inami, then he found the Gemara. He found the Gemara that it's makabel, even if the shechit, even if it's mefarcheses, it's an oichel and it's mekabel tumah. Inami is Taisus second teretz. Davkalin, before you came, Neil, we did the second teretz of Taisus. The davka leinyan hamod of aracha v'kechai. An animal when it's jumping around is kechai, but lagabi oichlin it's open gemara. Lagabi oichlin it's mekabel tumah. Avliyan tumah came sheshachat shnayim or of shnayim. Since you did the shechita, mekabel is tumah. The chashiv oichel. Open your mark, Kuf Chav Aleph in Chul. Right. It's Motzi Eid Mei Menachai, it's in Eichel, compared to Arva Reitiv. Even Bei Metmei, Rabbi said. Even if you shecht a camel, or a mule, or a donkey, if you shecht it, so it's in Eichel, even if it's Mefacheses. Even though that shechit is not matter, the mule is very important for his cheshbon. See, even though the shechita is not matir, even though the shechita, I checked that it's on, Ben. I checked that the light is on. Last week somebody was nice enough to shut off the tape recorder, so. Okay. So, so the Gemara said, B'feirush in Chul. Then when you do shechita, it's an oichel, it's mekabel tumah. So what was Taisus kasha? He gave the first teretz. He touched it after it was jumping around. So
Taisus, there's no difference between chulin and kachim.
Lechara not. Kachim shouldn't be worse than a mule. He's going to say that's what he's going to make that cheshbon tzvi. Inami. So look, ois beis ben Taisus second teretz. Inami dafkalin amad of aracha v'kechay. Lagabe hamad of aracha, the animal is alive. He can stand up. But the gabi food, is it an oichel? It's an oichel, even if it's jumping around. It's an open gemara. Avin tuma kem shok shnayim rav shnayim because tuma chashu oichel and berkar varetiv. Da shokhi bay metmei alav odis kochavim. If you shecht a camel or a donkey or mefarcheses and it's jumping around, metame tumas oichel, lo tumas nevelis. So it's a pellet, Taisus first teretz. What did Taisus get? It's an opening gemara. Oh, I found the gemara. I'm a fresh in the skasha, but the tears are reason. The chashem yiga acha pichas. No, it's another kasha. First of all, why do you need the first teretz? Now, again, the first teretz was want. He'll touch it after the pichas. Dimke, my mak shosim, hai tami dit mi b'mai. Hai tami dit mi b'mai. The next gemara. Ilai dit mi b'meis. Gemara says, if it's be b'meis, so b'chal chever amrachmana, the cherev is like the guy who said the cherev is an avatuma, and the mela be matami the meat. Hayekuchol. So what do you mean the cherev matami the meat? It doesn't touch it after it's mefacheses. The Gemara is the pel on the Gemara. Taisus is answering that he touched it after it stopped jumping around. The Gemara asked the knife should mitami the meat, but the knife doesn't touch the meat after it's mefarcheses.
Is it always mefarcheses though?
Yes.
So that's assumed all of the
Yes.
There's always a moment in time when the knife will not be touching the animal that needs to be.
The Gemara says the sheet is makadish, right? The knife is makadish. The Gemara says the knife is makadish the animal.
But if it's still considered mefrecheses, so how could it still?
It's makadish the beim. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Shalmaga achat pirches the bar shalmaga sadi. So what was the Gemara's kasha that the knife became the meat? He'll say he didn't touch it after it was mefrecheses. Vod kasha. Now we ask the other question, the obvious question. It's an open braisa. So why did he give a first teretz? So first he has a strong kasha on the first teretz. If the first teretz is true, what was the Gemara asking about the knife being the time of the meat? The knife doesn't touch the meat if it's mefaches. V'lama hitzvichu litchok b'tirutz amirishim achab pichas v'gam b'shashim echaz metami tum esachlim v'vladei afil mukdashim. Ah, like you said, Tzvi. Here Reb Chaim Moshe says, just like a donkey, it's metami tum esachlim. So mukdashim also, it's going to be no worse than a donkey. Afil mukdashim chamlo zargdam. True. Tzvi was thinking, it's not mutter till you do the zrika, so what? A monkey or a donkey is never mutter. But once you do shechita on it, since by a kosher it's mutter to eat, lo mishti basik lo vreshbat, lo gar mi behim mitmeya. Zok Reb Chaim Moshe, it's no less mei mitmeya, but nasu bechila, shem shechita lo b'tor mitam itum esochem. Kevin, since shechita is mati retira, even animal you can't eat. So who cares, you can't eat the karban.
It's strange.
It's amazing that you shech the donkey, even though it's jumping around. But since by a kosher animal, it's like a migu. It's strange. Yes, it's something you have to get used to. But it's a gemara. It's open in the brisa. Then shech beim tamei. It's open. It's like a svara. You wouldn't say on your own. It's not a compelling svara, but. Let's get into our brains. We have to. These are the things that we have to absorb.
Is the concept of shechit b'chal by behemoth?
No. Chara not. Right.
The same thing as killing.
It takes away the two of
the chay.
It
gets rid of the nevuah.
By behemoth tamei, does it?
Why not?
What does you mean?
It takes away tumas nevuah. It takes away tumas nevuah
by the animal. By trefer, that's for sure. That
we had before. By a donkey.
So, there's
nothing.
It's not chal. Let me look at that Gemara again.
There is no
shkita
by a donkey.
It'll never have tumas
nevela. Hello, tumas nevela.
It'll never have tumas
nevela. No, when it dies, it will.
When you shecht it and it dies,
I think so.
I thought the shechita takes away the tumas
nevela. By a donkey?
I thought that's what it means, like tumas nevela.
And the goy is also
tumas.
Maybe. Maybe means honest. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm probably wrong. I don't know. Yeah, we'll have to check that Gemara out. It's a chul in Kuf Chaval, right? He's being the Gemara. We had it in the Menachas also. So look what he says. Now he throws in a little information that we didn't know. See, he quotes a Rashi in Kuf Chaval that even though Mefarcheses, it's Mutab Achila, it's Anoichel, it's Betame, but Midrabanan, you can't eat it. There's an Issa to eat meat. When the animal is Mefarcheses, you can't eat the meat Midrabanan. It's a Rashi. Rub Rashi Kuf Chaval. Hashoch lihem yisol betor bash vilei uchla. Mefarcheses. Vada mina asa lachil lo echo mibayon shteis e nafsha. Rashi has the question there. It says aser. That's midrabon. So now everything now starts to pill. We know now we just discovered one little piece of information that even though after the shechita sinoichel and midrabon by kosher animal you can eat it, but midrabon and you can't eat it till it dies. When it's jumping around, midrabon and you can't eat it. Behind them. But so what? But since midrabon it's sinoichel, it's mekabel tumah. We don't care midrabon and you can't eat it. Behind them. This is what he's saying. Kivan, the minat Torah muter is bachil. Midoraisa, when you do the shechita, it's muter bachil. Kodem shetetzi nafsha. Even when it's jumping around, before it loses its soul. Kodem shetetzi nafsha. Havi oichel, it's oichel. Okay, that's what he's saying. He's saying since midoraisa it's an oichel, so even though midrabanan it's asr to eat, but it's mekabel tumah because midoraisa it's an oichel. So now he says a very nice meman of shach. Now everything changes. Now that we found out that Mefar Cheses, it's an open gemara, it's an oichel. But midrabanan, it's asr ba'achil. So now look at this cheshbon. So he says, fiza mishvah kasef taisvis. He quotes a taisvin daf ayin gimel. We have a chulin in about 10 weeks in Hashem. B'divrei ha'maschel huchshiru b'toch adib b'teirutzim v'yesh lomar. He's quoting a taisvin ayin gimel. Remember, we're going to learn in Chulin that Rav Shimon holds Shechit is Machshir. The Shechit is Machshir. That's only Midrabanan. Shechit is only. Rav Shimon holds Shechit is Machshir. We don't hold that way. Rav Shimon holds once you, the Shechit itself is Machshir. So the Gemara says, only Rav Shimon is Machshir. K'nomer Barak HaShokhin. But it's only midrabanan. Asuk yachshav mayim midrabanan. It's like yachshav mayim midrabanan. Midoraisa shechita is not machshir. It's a yachshav midrabanan. The kivin shever as midrabanan. This is a hanging limb. This has nothing to do with our sugya. That's a sugya nayin gimel and be my machshir. It's a hanging limb. A hanging limb is as midrabanan because it's not fully attached. It's a hanging limb. The kivin shever as midrabanan.
So shechita is not materialistic.
Midrabanan. Right. So he says, Lo mahani lehechshir shechita, they know midrabanan. The hechshir is only midrabanan, and midrabanan you can't eat it. This is Taisis Goydish Echeshman. If a hechshir, you can have a hechshir midrabanan. If it's mutti, it's eat midrabanan. But you want to say the shechita is machshir, it's machshir it. But midrabanan, this aver, it's talking about the hanging limb, is also asr, so maman of shach, yun shach. Umeduvim medivri atayis. Staff midoraisa muteres ba'achila. Midoraisa, you're allowed to eat that limb, that hanging limb. Mishum dekem in the echshel midrabanan. Since the echshel, the shechita kot up shimon is only midrabanan. Umidrabanan is la'achila. So, and that's midrabanan. You want to say midrabanan it's a echshel, but midrabanan it's asa. See, if midoraisa there's a echshel and midrabanan it's asa, it doesn't matter. But here, lave echshel. So he says, now let's talk about dam kodshim. The dam kodshim ain't no machshir. Right? So he says, dam kodshim ain't no machshir. Right? Chibas HaKodesh machshir also. It's only Chibas HaKodesh, right? It's machshir also. Tois says, dam kodshim ain't no machshir. So Tois answers, first teretz, Chibas machshir also. Was it Tois Beish Chulin? The kivan the chibas hakodesh ain't midrabanan. Ah, this hechsher is only midraban. Umidarais lo v'hechsh klal. Umidrabanan asa b'achila the Rashi and Kuf Chaf Aleph. Ah, so if the hechsher is only midrabanan and it's asa chil midrabanan, so that's why Taisis, you need Taisis for stamets. You can't answer like the Gemara. If you have a hechsher midaraisa, so you can say it's only asa midrabanan. But if it's a hechsher, it's only midrabanan, and it's also midrabanan. There's no hechsher. See, if you hold the hechsher, it's daraisa. So then you say it's also midrabanan. Who cares? But if the whole hechsher is midrabanan, and midrabanan, you can't eat it anyway. Din is lebas daraisa. If you go bas daraisa, the chibas hakodesh ain't a machshir. So if you go bas daraisa, there's no hechsher. And what? I go bas to the rabbanon. You go after the rabbanon. The nezel bas rabbanon. The rabbanon b'kol shchitas Torah. So we chach teitzin nafsha. Yeah. So that's his gainish hechshbon. Why Taisus needs his first teretz? Because midrabbanon Rashi taught us that midrabbanon went to mefarcheses it's aser. And if the whole hechsher is only midrabbanon,
such a good calculation. No, you shouldn't have given the second teretz now.
Oh, but we'll see. It's all Tully if Chibetz HaKadosh Rabbanu Dorais. Olahochi Tirtzu Atayisus. So skip the brackets. We don't need the brackets. Olahochi Tirtzu Atayisus. six lines into the second column. First Eretz. Yeah, you can't. The Chashin Shem Yir Achar Pichas. You got to say no. He's touching it after the Pirchos. So after the Pirchos, it's Mutter Midaraisa. After the Pirchos, it's totally Mutter. The Chashin Shem Yir Achar Pichas. Touched it after the Pirchos. So Taisus answers. That's why Taisus needed first Teretz. Can't use the second Teretz by Kachim. Because the whole Hekshe is Midrabanan. So if it's us a Midrabanan, so it's not an Eichel Midrabanan, it's not an Eichel when it's Mefar Cheses. It's us a Midrabanan, and the whole Hekshe is Midrabanan. So he gives the first Teretz, Techashin Shem Yir Achar Pichas. But as if he turns on Rishon, it says, Shem Ed Mishum Chivas HaKodesh, Machshir Asa. See, his first Teretz, he's going Chivas HaKodesh. If it's only al Chivas HaKodesh, then the Heksh is only the Rabbanan. There's an Issa the Rabbanan anyway, so he has to answer, touch it after it's Befaches. Over Teretz Masheni, Teretz Masheni, he's going like the other Teretz, there's a Heksh Doraisa that went in the river. Over Teretz Masheni, she Teretz Befaches Metam Tumas Ochlim. So he's saying, oh, Midoraisa is Metam Tumas Ochlim. I tzas midrabanan, but there's a hechshir midaraisi. Went through the river. See, chivas hakodesh is only drabanan. Going through the river is a hechshir daraisa. Kol fitur tzas sheni sham. Oshivir benar. Mesh tevechala. Tzuchai gavna vechshir min haTorah. Umemela merchas mitamitum asachlim. Shat sheznav sheni midrabanan. Okay, so now he says, so Reb Chaim Moshe, the chosah b'mukdash. This is only by kodesh. Is in Chibas Chibas Hakodesh under Rabbanan by Chulin the Dam is Machshir. Chol Zeb Mukdash Dam Kodesh in a Machshir. Of a Chulin Shnasat Hazakol. So Dam Machshir in a Torah. Just because you're Machmit Shnai Kodesh, but it's Chulin, so the Dam is Machshir in a Raisa. I'm a Chasid Betam to Masochlim in a Torah. So then Adib Befarcheses by Chulin it's a Hechshir Doraisa. The Hechshir is Doraisa. Is it's Chulin? And the fact that it's asim midrabanan doesn't matter because the echshir is the raisa. Time to solve the Torah. Im kei shloma, does the makshi haitami ditmei b'mai? The Gemara asks, haitami ditmei b'mai? So, koi b'chulin, it's not going on the Gemara of kachim. By kachim we say, the knife is touching it when it's jumping around. So it doesn't matter. It's going, when the Gemara asks, ditmei b'mai, it means chulin shenasa tarzaka. He wants to learn that last Gemara, when the Gemara asks, how did the tummy, what's he tummy? She metami the knife, metami the animal. He wasn't going by kachim there, he was going, b'chon shenasa atas HaKodesh. The azil, metami lebasa, pshashi mefacheses. Because there's a hechshir daraisa, it doesn't matter, it's asur midrabanan to eat it. U'miyushu b'zeh mai b'mak shataisis, kon debad kum shel kana. Tais asks, tabin an kli. You need a kli. What's the new answer, Reb Chaim Moshe? It's not going on kachim, it's going on chulin shenasa taras
hakodesh. And you don't need the hechshir.
You don't need a kli. For chulin shenasa taras hakodesh, you don't need a kli. Taisus whole pilp on daf gimel. Because you need a kli, so he has to make a doichek. He fashioned the krumis and became a kli. You don't need that. You don't need that because the Gemara is going on chulin shenasa taras hakodesh.
He's saying all this in Taisus, so. Does know himself what he's saying?
He's saying this in Taisus. Right? Taisus should have thought of this Teretz. Over Taisus, he has Lesa come under the Shaila. And now we go to the last piece. Taisus, the Gemara says, Uva Kulun. Kulun, if he says Barili, it's good. It's not only going on Cherish Yod Gan. It's going on Tamei Ben Mukdashim. So Taisus. So the Gemara answers, "Al mebarli sagi." So my answer is, "Leisa, come on." Right. And that's why it's terrible. Gemara asks, "Cool is not going to cherish them four times." Right? Yes. Gemara kept on saying on all the teirutzim, "What does it mean, kulam? It doesn't mean just cherish the cotton." And it says, "So it says mebarli sagale." So what do you have to say that if he saw it? What do you have to see if he saw it? Mebarli sagi. He's not there. What does that come on the shai? Kosvav. I've got that zarushes around. Who needs him to say Barili? Safik Tuma Bishusaram. Kidam Psachim Dav Yutes. My Psachim says Azara is Bishusaram. Vayulan all the Tar Kamis Safik. So Taisus' first Teretz is impossible. Haisafik lo dami l'shas safik tum shem shem the rowing fun liuchli zar miliga. If I be ba ma'ayv sishab, two teirutz. Either you don't go safik tum shesarabim because it's a rowing. Now according to the teretz that he touched it after he was mefarcheses, there's no rowing v'luchar kasha. If he makes a bridge the v'masul mekdoshim mefarcheser kechaya. Said mefarcheses hareil kechaya. You're afraid he touched the afterbirth. It became my turn. So the roif pum lo yuchli zar meliga. It's not a roif pum after pirchus will touch it. If he touched it while he shecht it, it's hard to shecht without touching it. But
if well, you
yeah, but still, afal became. You know, you're going to want to.
Especially if you're standing all the way outside. We said, how long is the knife?
Right, yeah, I understand. Right, right. But the Rambam is mash. We just right outside the outside. The first teretz of Tosfos is going that it's mekabel tuma even when it is mefarches. The teretzim ze azli shidu mekabel tuma sochem shal mefarches. Tosfos second teretz earlier. And it's Tosfos first teretz at the end, the bottom Tosfos. Is going that it's mekabel tuma, like the man Kuf Chaf Aleph, despite the fact that it's asim and rabbanon, it's mekabel tuma daraisa. Shnai shavir benar. It's heksha daraisa. It's a heksha daraisa. Adayin mashka tevech le. So therefore, tavi heksha benar Torah, and it's mekabel tuma even when it's. When it's jumping around,
right.
Because the hechsher is midaraisa, like Tosfos first teretz, the other teretz, it went through the rhythm.
We're talking about kochim, right?
Yeah.
No.
This whole gemara is talking about chul.
He's like chul, not tarsa kodesh.
Okay, rutzim arishin shemi yigachah pichus teretz adai bebama. So he says, Rabbi Chaim Ozer, these three Tosfos in all the two teretzim are totally zeba zeh. Ufiz ashloisha di burat Tosfos diva maslim kedushin. The tirutz atayisves. He goes off a little bit. It's fascinating. The tirutz atayisves. The chibas hakodesh machshir. Tosfos Keretz was chibas hakodesh machshir. Chibas hakodesh machshir. The enel medrabanan meila. So you can't say. So once you can't say if chibas hakodesh is machshir. You can't say it's mekabel tuma and it's jumping around because of that Rashi and Kuf Chaval. It's also midrabanan. If chibas hakodesh is only midrabanan, and midrabanan, you can't eat it. You can't call it an oichel. El midrabanan mimel b'shas meches mekabel tuma. V'tzarech lam, you're forced to say shishamiga achar pirchos. If you answer chibas hakodesh, but if the answer was wet, that the hechsher's daraisa, then you could say that it's mekabel tuma. Even when it's jumping around, it's actually a zar. According to the second teretz, that the heksha was the raisa, according to the Tosfos Ukimta, that the animal's still wet, that's a heksha mid the raisa, it was still wet when you shecht it, because it's only us mid rabbanon to eat it, and it's a heksha da raisa. If the heksher daraisa and this is rabbanon to eat it, the melech lo dami shar savitum shesam drov pamim
liyuchal
izayim.
What do I gain
with the bama teretz? Because the only teretz was it's raiv. You want an answer raiv, but it's not a raiv if he's saying only touched it if it stopped being mefacheses. See, Tosfos' first teretz was it's very hard to avoid touching it. That only makes sense if you were touching it when you shechted it. Right. It's easy to avoid touching it after it's mefacheses. So those are the two terutzim. So he says, for Rambam. So we end with the Rambam, full circle to the Rambam. Basal the Rambam. Rambam shekosef stam, betami lo yishchet. The Rambam says, betami lo yishchet. And he says, after they ask him, he doesn't say what the tumah was. The Rambam writes, "B'tami lo yishchet, v'lo pirish, b'avin shavir b'nar." He doesn't say we're talking about an animal that went through the river. V'adayim mashkel ve'chala u'pasak dechad de chibas hakodesh in machshir midrabbana. So chibas hakodesh is only machshir. Rambam paskins is only midrabbana. U'memele the pashim mefches is in mekabel tumah. So it's not mekabel tuma. So you don't have to say barili. It's safik tuma b'shus haram. So the Rambam doesn't have to say anything. The Rambam says Im kein hodlo yishol khat khil rak zera shem yiga akha pechas. It's very easy to show yiga. So bazar, it's something to me, because the Rambam is tired. The Rambam will left with Tosfos Kasha. That's Rambam is going to say that Chibas HaKadosh is only the Rabbanan. If Chibas HaKadosh is only the Rabbanan, then Chibas HaKadosh is only the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan is us to eat anyway, it's Mefachesis. See what he's worried. He'll touch it afterwards. That's what we're worried. He'll touch it after Mefachesis. But if we don't know, it's a Suffolk Tumish Shasarabim. You don't have to ask him. You can't say it's Roy Bamim. So you just answer Suffolk Tumish Shasarabim is Mutter. And you can't answer Bama. So you answer Bama. Rambam's not talking about a Bama. So it's Suffolk Tumish Shasarabim. So Rambam Paskins, it's Mutter. You don't have to ask him. It's Mutter because Suffolk Tumish Shasarabim is Mutter.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.